centuries, really up until about the 13th century, the Reformation, salvation was thought to be identified in the church. And what you and I call the gospel, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, really got lost in your association with the church. And that's why when they would go out in any type of what we'll call missionary outreach, they would build churches. And the reason for that was to bring people into the church, and that was their salvation. It wasn't going out and giving them the gospel message, but as they would come and associate themselves in the church, they were then saved. And this is going to carry on. But not only did it affect in a horrible way, it really got lost. Our gospel really got lost. But not only the gospel, but the whole concept of church government became controlled by various churches, the Bishop of Jerusalem and Rome and Carthage and Alexandria, and then later Constantinople. And that formed what we call the Church of the West and the Church of the East. The true line of the church, really, you don't have much recorded on it at all because who was in control but the church. And the mainstream church. And so you get lost on a lot of these things that are accepted as the way things ought to be, but not so. And so we're looking at what is a biblical form of what we'll call church organization, church government, if you please, from the biblical perspective. We will continue doing that Tuesday and Wednesday evening. And so just to bear in mind, continue to be in prayer for Felicia with meningitis, be in prayer for John's family and John as he goes home this afternoon. I was really looking forward to having another evening and day with is enjoying John, but he does have to go back this afternoon. And please remember this evening, 6 o'clock, we will have the communion service, and then we will eat together. We'll take the communion in just a minute, gentlemen. It's impossible for you to think of yourself being in any other century, I know. This morning our first hymn we sang, or that you sang, was written in the 17th century. The one we're fixing to sing is written in the 18th century, and then the rest of the day will be 20th century music. But it is amazing. It just goes through the scriptures that says God is unchanging, and that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, because the message is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Would you stand as we sing hymn number 202?
Guide me, O thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren